Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Vale, Aubrey McKibben, VK5QD. Hi, this is Ben, VK4YT for Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club in far north Queensland. The committee, members and friends of the club were saddened to hear of the passing of Aubrey McKibben, VK5QD, on Tuesday the 21st of November after a short but fierce battle to overcome brain tumour. Aub was a founding member of the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club and was present at the very first meeting back in July 1988, which was held to test the chances of forming a radio club. Aub was active in the club for some time as president and took part in many club activities before moving to VK3 and then onward to VK5 in more recent times. Aub was a gentleman, always willing to offer advice or help wherever he could. As a ham, Aub was known to many people all over the world. He had a distinct voice which was easily recognised on air, and he was a fine operator. He mostly used a Kenwood TS-530S, which he purchased new and had kept in great condition. He was a great believer in the use of open Y-feed lines and had written several articles explaining the advantages that they offered over other methods, and was always willing to discuss and teach others regarding the subject. A short time after being diagnosed, Aub posted several pieces on his QRZ page, and I encourage you all to take the time to read the biography as it really brings out the nature of a wonderful man. I believe the world in general, and also that of amateur radio, will be much poorer as a result of the passing of Aub. To Aub's wife of over 40 years and to his family, we extend our deepest condolences. Vale, Aubrey McKibben, VK5QD.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We seem to live in a secret place where the rain God struggles to find and penetrate. We haven't missed out entirely, and the lawn is sprouting where the soil moisture has risen. Of course, this is a benefit to the HF operators, as the more water the soil can absorb, the better the ground wave signals will be. Once the last of the storms have exited, the lower bands should be a joy to work on. Of course, if you've been paying attention to the forecast from the Weather Bureau, you will be prepared for the storm crashes emanating from the speaker or headphones, with the expectation that the storms along the east coast and inland could continue for a few more days. Hopefully the rainfall is beneficial to areas in need, as we live in the La Niña weather pattern. It seems that the regulator is still stirring the edges of the amateur radio community with redistribution of spectrum for the mobile phone service. This is the reason that the WIA is so important. It negotiates with the ACMA and has the delegates included in the Australian contingent of the World Radio Conference, where internationally the allocation of spectrum is decided. A lot of this work goes on behind the scenes, so to speak, and it would benefit us if more publicity was given to these important activities. As the time comes for the introduction of the class license, I'm hoping that a simpler set of guidelines comes to replace the current LCDs. The British regulator had a convenient solution with about 14 pages of regs that could be downloaded and printed with your PDF license form. We can but hope that the new processes and structures are for the assistance of the clients and not simply shifting the workload from the regulator. There are lots of topics that we could discuss, but a form of dreaded lurgy has infiltrated my system, and getting my thoughts together has been a challenge. Until next week, this is Jeff Emery for Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News amateur radio news service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.